Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. Today is Wednesday, December 9th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local Hardy news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying the driver of a white pickup truck. The vehicle pictured on their Facebook page was seen on video surveillance in the area of Phil Roberts Road and County Road 665 on December 8th at 1:30 p.m., where a possible stolen jet ski was illegally dropped off. If you can identify who this individual is, please contact the Hardy County Sheriff's Office at 863-773-4144. Anonymous tips can be submitted on the free mobile app or to Heartland Crime Stoppers at 1-800-226-TIPS, 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers tips may be eligible for a cash reward. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th at Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. with a live auction at 6 p.m. with some amazing prizes. Your support is greatly appreciated. Together, we can find a cure. The Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 from 5 to 9 p.m. located at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is looking for a detention licensed practical nurse. Basic qualifications are a high school diploma or GED, work eligibility in the U.S., 19 years of age or older, valid driver's license, no felony convictions, a valid LPN license with current CPR certification, and minimum 1 year experience working as a licensed practical nurse. Steam Preschool Academy in Sebring is looking for a preschool daycare teacher, 1 year of child care experience, and CPR and Child Care Development Associate certification is preferred. And Houston Cars in Avon Park is looking for a shuttle driver. Qualifications include a high school diploma or GED, excellent driving skills with a clean license and vehicle record, and a consistent record of achieving or overachieving goals. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wauchula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your December 9th, 12 p.m. weather, 59 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 63, sunny with no chance of rain. Excellent air quality. The maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds north-northwest at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9 miles an hour. Humidity 48%. Indoor humidity 34%. Slightly dry. The dew point 39 degrees Fahrenheit. Cloud cover 0%. The visibility was 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zoffo Springs, last updated 9:52 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, areas of frost early this morning, sunny, highs in the lower 60s, northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid 40s, light and variable winds. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming north in the afternoon. And Thursday night, mostly clear with lows in the upper 40s with light and variable winds. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Alabama's largest farm organization reelected President Jimmy Parnell to a fifth two-year term during the Alabama Farmer Federation's 99th annual meeting in Montgomery Monday. According to alphafarmers.org, he thanked the voting delegates representing all 67 counties who unanimously reinstated him. Parnell ran unopposed and also serves as Alpha Insurance president. Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried sent a second letter to Governor Ron DeSantis reiterating her September request that part of Florida's Federal CARES Act funding provided for emergency relief to Florida schools be dedicated to supporting national school lunch program sponsors. MorningAgClips.com reports last year more than 289 million school meals were served to 2.9 million Florida students, 71% of which were free or reduced price meals. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officials at the Far International Bridge cargo facility near McAllen, Texas, intercepted methamphetamine and heroin worth nearly $3 million in a commercial shipment of fresh carrots arriving from Mexico. According to thepacker.com, a semi hauling the carrots arrived November 24th when customs officials found and removed 113 packages, or roughly 111 pounds, of what's believed to be meth, and 31 packages, or 34 pounds, of heroin. The heroin is valued at $765,000 and the meth at $2.22 million.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture. One of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you. AgCareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on agcareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on agcareers.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Since 2005, Lenny Wells has been growing about 110 acres of pecans in Crisp County, Georgia. In the past 3 years, though, he's started selling some of those pecans directly to consumers.
And I did this basically in response to what we were seeing take place in the market. The market for pecans for us in Georgia, probably over the last 10 years, has been really strong as an export market crop to China. That export market, while, you know, it brought good money, it wasn't necessarily very secure.
Due to the lost export demand and low local prices, Lenny started a website to sell these pecans around the country.
I talk to people all the time from other parts of the country that can't get a fresh pecan. And so I knew there was demand out there. So I just created the website and have kind of gone more that direct route. It's been fairly successful. I started out really small with it and have grown a little bit each year. And so far, it's been great.
Visit Lenny's website and buy some fresh pecans for yourself at www.limestonecreekpecans.com.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Thank you for tuning in to your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich. For more information and previous reports, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Steady gains throughout the day delivered another round of record highs for major indexes on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ also hit a record high. Small company stocks rose much more than the rest of the market, a signal that investors are feeling more optimistic about the economy. The gains, which came after a shaky start for the market, came as the UK became the first Western country to start a mass vaccination program. U.S. regulators have given a positive initial review of the vaccine and a decision to allow its use expected within days. The Dow gained 104 points to close at 30,173. The NASDAQ up 62 to 12,582. The S&P 500 ahead 10 points to 3,702. New York oil off 12 cents to $45.64 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Monday Night Football doubleheader. In the early game, the Steelers' flirtation with perfection is now over. Alex Smith threw for 296 yards and a touchdown. Dustin Hopkins kicked a tie-breaking 45-yard field goal with 2 minutes remaining, and Washington beats the Steelers 23-17. Coach Ron Rivera said it was a very big win.
It kind of gets the, gets the grill off our back. It just shows us that we have the ability to play against good teams if we play our game, if we focus in on what we're capable of doing.
In the late game, Bills improved to 9-3 after a 34-24 win over the 49ers, who fall to 5-7. Other NFL news, the Panthers have shut down their facility for the next 2 days after multiple players either tested positive for COVID-19 or were exposed to someone with the virus during the team's bye week. This is SRN Sports. In sports obituaries, Dick Allen was a fearsome hitter who was a seven-time All-Star and the 1972 American League MVP. Allen's number 15 was retired by the Phillies in September. Dick Allen was 78. Five-time Grand Slam doubles champion Dennis Ralston was one of the initial players signed to the Professional World Championship Tennis Tour in the 1960s, and he is a member of the Sports Hall of Fame. Dennis Ralston was 78. And former Texas football coach Fred Akers twice led the Longhorns to undefeated regular seasons before Cotton Bowl losses each time denied them a chance for national championship. He also coached at Wyoming and Purdue. Akers was 86-31 in 2 in 10 seasons at Texas, but was fired after a 5-6 finish in 1986. His family said he died from complications of dementia. Fred Akers was 82 years old. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: if a psychic asks you for your name, they're probably not real. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.